Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Idea Lab from the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. Welcome. Welcome back to a new week. Hope you're having a good one. This week, I'm going to chat to you a little bit about raffles and all those win a home competitions you see popping up everywhere. It's a bit mad. First, I dropped a really good episode last week with Mr. Rob Lipsett, the entrepreneur, content creator, YouTuber, man of many talents. It's a really good episode. He's just a good egg. He's a good person, shares a huge amount of insights into what it's been like to create a business in the content space and share so much of his own life and have his business wrapped up so much in his own output and his own processes. And it's a really, really insightful episode. I learned a huge amount from him. Go have a listen to that. Quick thank you to my three partners for this season. First up, we have Chapter. They are 360 degree branding experts. They will help you in everything to do with your brand. They're a creative studio based out of Cork. Anything branding, go chat to them. Don't bother going anywhere else. Go and have a chat to Deirdre and her team down there. That's chapter.ie. Next, we have findavenue.ie. Sean and his team are your one-stop shop for corporate event organizers. You can book venues, you can book entertainment, and you can also book virtual events. So if you're still not sure about the whole COVID thing for your corporate work parties or even conferences, Sean and his team will handle the whole lot, whether you want to go physical, virtual, or both. That's findavenue.ie. And finally, we've Bay Street Innovation, Gareth and his team. Essentially, think of them as your technical partner. That's the best way I can sum them up. They will help you with most things to do. I won't say anything because that's a wide-ranging scope. Most things to do with the technical side of your business, whether it's cloud migration, web development, or MVP development. So if you are a non-technical founder, that would be me. These guys will help you build out the technical idea that you have in your mind and help you unlock that. They also help you automate a large part of your business. If you are in a space that has a lot of manual input, go talk to them. That's baystreet.io. Now, let's get into it. This caught my attention. To be honest, it caught my attention back in August when I was in Dunmore East on me holidays. And I kept seeing these signs for win a house. And then the algorithms went to work as I started searching, and it was win a house in Dunmore East, and it was winthishouse.ie. So I was intrigued. I'm a little bit of a gambler at heart. I think all entrepreneurs are a little bit. So I started mooching about and went on to winthishouse.ie. And no offense, if you're listening, the person who designed this website, it's absolutely god awful. It's genuinely god awful. It just looks like something that was developed in Microsoft Paint in 1993. And I was like, that looks a little bit bogey. And I kind of was like, nah, it's only £23. Sorry, it was £20, which also was a red flag for me. I was like, why are they advertising it in pounds? And that equated to €23, which is also nearly too cheap. If something was like €100 or €200, I kind of go, ooh, there's only going to be X amount of tickets. So it's kind of that psychology of, you know, pricing your product expensively. It makes people think it's a little bit more legit. So to be honest, I was a bit put off, and I was like, oh, between the website, the way it looks, and the fact it's priced in pounds, my bullshit radar was going through the roof. So I was like, oh, I'll forget about it. But then it just started cropping up and cropping up. The algorithms were obviously going into overdrive. And then the clincher, I heard it on the radio. It popped up on Bauer Media. So if you're not sure what they are, they're the Communicore group that were bought recently. So you're talking Today FM, Spin, I think all the Spins, and then I think News Talk as well. So like legit proper stations. They started advertising it as well. Now look, not saying that everything advertised on mainstream media is legit, but there is some sort of credibility to it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a spin. Because they started popping up everywhere. I started seeing these ads for win a house everywhere. I was like, right, do you know what? I'm going to go through the whole process, learn about it, and then be able to talk to everybody about it as well to see, is it for real? So what happened? It was drawn last Friday. I bought one ticket because I was pretty skeptical. It was ran by winthishouse.ie. But then what happened was it bounced you into this third-party website called Raffall. raffall.com, and this was a slight step up from the other one, but still looked really bogey. It still looked really kind of scammy, and I was like, not sure. And then I went through and looked at, oh, so-and-so has won this, and it was all like really rubbish things like Jim won an Alexa, Susan won a hair straightener. It was all very much basic stuff. So I was like, you know what? It's only 20 quid. We'll give it a spin. Went through the whole process, took ages to register, and the draw happened. And I was like logging on. They sold 22,465 tickets. So I wasn't overly hopeful. And so I worked that out. I was like, right, do these things make money? That was my first question about, well, my first question was, are they legit? Are these things a bit of a scam? Does anyone actually win? I'm going to tell you right now, spoiler alert. So they sold 22,465 tickets. I ran the numbers on the whole thing because it was just very curious. And at €23.36, it's an odd number because they priced it in pounds because they were using a UK-based website. They brought in revenue figure of €524,782.40. The house was worth €300,000 in Dunmore East. You can actually go back and check to see the house on Daft. So if you want to, if you're curious, you can go and search Cove Lodge in Dunmore East, and that will bring you to the Daft ad. And it said sale agreed at $270,000. So I assume the $300,000 includes the surveying and the legal fees and the auctioneer fees. I would assume that's what it is. So $300,000. Okay, that was their cost. And then they would have cleared $224,782.40. So $250,000, give or take. $224,000. Now, there's going to be costs, obviously, because they're advertising like crazy. But even let's put down advertising and costs at, let's give it a very, very, very generous €50,000. They still cleared €175,000 from this raffle. Not bad for 5 to 6 months work. Now, there's a good bit of work in it. You have to buy the house, you have to do all that sort of stuff, but there's clearly money in it. So this got me thinking. I went back and looked at other raffles that are happening right now. So there's one down in Athenry. They're running it, I think, for a new school. And this is, now it looks much slicker. I'm sold on this one. Tickets are €100. Winahouseandcar.ie. Oh, by the way, this is not an ad or not, just in case anyone thinks I'm shilling any of these. I'm not. These are just literally my experiences and my thoughts on it. And to win a car, and winahouseandcar.ie, run by Athenry. And this one, it instantly has legitimacy. It's actually worth checking out just to see. It's €100 ticket. First prize is a house and a brand new Audi. Pretty slick. But they're clever, right? They're doing second prize, third prize, and then 4th to 10th, and also a monthly prize from March to November of €1,000. Now, that's super clever, because the earlier you buy your ticket, the more monthly draws you enter, as they say on the website. So the draw starts on March 21st, so that's gone, long gone, March 2021, and ends December 18th, 2021. So they've limited it to 12,000 entries. So what does that mean? 1.2 million is what they're going to yield on the gross, on the whole thing. Obviously, now they've a lot of expenses, probably €500,000 worth of expenses, but still, if they brought in 700,000 from it, it's not a bad way of earning money at all. And especially when it's done for things like, you know, schools and GA clubs, these are absolutely everywhere. I'm not sure where this trend came from, but during lockdown, it was, I was joking with a friend of mine, it was like, win a few barbells and win a few dumbbells. Now it's like, win houses, cars, camper vans. Every GA club in Ireland seems to be running some sort of monster lotto at the minute. So I'm not sure what the whole psychology is behind it, but from the looks of it, it's a damn good way of earning a lot of money. It seemed to start mid last year. I was going back and doing some research, and Michelle Hallahan won a cottage in Mayo. So the house was valued at €100,000. She won a nice little holiday cottage for herself, and it generated ticket sales of more than 1 million. And it seems to have propped up everywhere. Win a home in Killarney, Cork, Waterford, Dublin. Win a holiday home in Spain. They're just absolutely everywhere. So what's the gist? The gist is buyer beware. I read into the UK where there's been a little bit more established over there for a long time, and there has been cases whereby people haven't been able to access the home. They've had run into issues because technically it's a raffle and you need a license technically in Ireland to run these. So if you are buying, it's worth looking into to make sure A, it's fully legit, and B, that's actually going to happen. But overall, on the main, they seem to be fairly on the up and legit here in Ireland. So why not give it a shot, win a holiday home for yourself. And that's it. That's today's Idea Lab. Hope you enjoyed it. A little bit random. Just caught my eye. I thought, you know what? That's a cool idea. I want to see if it's real or if it's not. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back here on Thursday with a brand new deep dive interview with Rona Toher, the founder of the Leas Group. I'll see you then.